Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
On Saturday, August 28, 2011, as worshippers gathered for prayers during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, a large bomb blast shattered the peace in Baghdad's largest Sunni mosque. The suicide attack killed 29 people, including a prominent member of the Iraqi parliament, and injured at least 38 others. The bombing, and others in a spate of violence around that time, was the work of the Al-Qaeda in Iraq terror network, and the man seen as responsible for planning and executing it is Ibrahim Awad Ibrahim Ali al-Badri, also known as Abu Dawah. Abu Dawah is the senior leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. 3 days after the death of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, Abu Dawah threatened violent retaliation, a warning that was fulfilled with an attack on Hilla, Iraq, that killed 24 policemen and wounded 72 others. Abu Dawah is in his early 40s, an Iraqi citizen, and has black hair, brown eyes, and olive complexion. For his actions in leading Al-Qaeda in Iraq, he has been listed as a specially designated global terrorist. The designation plays a critical role in helping curtail such violent acts and pressuring groups to abandon terrorism. The Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $10 million for information leading to Abu Dawah's location. The U.S. guarantees that all reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the U.S. is prepared to protect informants by relocating them. If you have information on this man, contact the Regional Security Office at the nearest U.S. Embassy, the tip line at www.rewardsforjustice.net, or email information to rfj@state.gov.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.